Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Leading holistic health and lifestyle educator and author Susan Smith-Jones, PhD, reveals her favorite methods to detoxify and rejuvenate the body and why it's so necessary. For over 40 years, Susan has been teaching people worldwide about the importance of year-round detoxification to keep the body healed, healthy, youthful, and energetic. She even custom designs programs for many of her clients and leads workshops around the world on this topic. Susan travels internationally as a frequent radio and TV talk show guest and motivational speaker. She's also the author of many books, including her two-book companion set, A Hug in a Mug, Revitalized with Superfoods and Healthy Living Extras, and Uplifted, 12 Minutes to More Joy, Faith, Kindness, Peace, and Vitality. Refer to her website to find out how to get personally autographed copies of her books and more about Susan and her healthy, empowering, motivating, and uplifted lifestyle. Susan, welcome back to the program. Excited to learn more about why it's so important to stay detoxified, especially now that it's springtime, how to know if I'm in need of a detox program, and simple ways to keep my body detoxified and rejuvenated all year long. And by the way, you cover a lot about whole body detoxification in detail, much more than we have time to discuss in your book, A Hug and a Mug. So let's jump into the topic, detox and rejuvenate. Susan, welcome to the program.
Thank you so much. You know, Rick, this is one of my favorite topics to discuss because everybody needs to detox on a regular basis. Doesn't matter what month it is, what season. It's just good to do year-round, and you'll find out why as we get into this discussion.
And it's great to get this information from a professional. So often we hear this from a neighbor, and you want to get the information because some of it is conflicting. You want to get it from a professional. That's what we're doing with Susan Smith-Jones, PhD, our guest on the program. Okay, give us a brief physiology 101 and your body's detoxification system, how a toxic environment affects our health and our vitality.
Well, okay, that's a good place to start. So our bodies are made up of about 30 trillion or more cells. And all the cells of the same ilk will join together. They form organs, tissue, bones, blood. And then each cell is constantly in the process of dying and being replaced. We don't really see it inside our body. Sometimes if we exfoliate our skin, we can see the skin cells, on the outside. If we do dry skin brushing, I'll talk about that. We can see them coming off, but not inside the body. But each cell receives nutrition and also expels the waste and the toxins. And these must be eliminated from the body in a timely manner. And when the cells are deficient in nutrients or are overpowered with toxins and waste, then cellular malfunction begins, and then there's a slow decline in the level of health until one day a disease state is recognized by the manifestation and symptoms. And often people think erroneously that health is the absence of disease. But really, is that health? Are we healthy one day and then all of a sudden sick the next? You know, there's a mountain of evidence that demonstrates to us that health or sickness is a process that develops over a period of time, often years, and is based right there at the cellular level. So what I'll be talking about today will help detoxify your body right down at that beautiful cellular level.
Great information there, and of course, much more on Dr. Susan's website, susansmithjones.com, and of course, in all of the books in detail on her website, susansmithjones.com, like how by going to our website. How do you know if you need to detoxify your body?
Well, everyone needs to keep their body healthy, and you know it because, and this is sad to have to report, there are thousands of toxic chemicals all around us. They're pesticides in our food,
oh, yes.
Chemicals in the water, pollutants in the air we breathe. most women know that all the common cosmetics are full of chemicals. In other words, we eat, we breathe, we drink, we live in this soup of daily toxic chemicals. And one of the greatest health secrets is that you have control over the pollution in your body, like my grandmother taught me way back when I was a teenager. If you keep a balanced and clean internal environment, you won't succumb to the toxic buildup so prevalent in most people's bodies. And those who cleanse regularly, look and feel younger, are much healthier, live a much longer life than those who ignore the need to internally cleanse. One way you might know is just look in the mirror. Are you looking and feeling your very best? If not, maybe it is time to embark on a good detox rejuvenation program. And in case you're not aware, there's this epidemic sweeping America. I refer to it as the internal toxic pollution. Many people suffer from chronic disease and loss of health, not only as a result of the unhealthy environmental conditions, but internally as well within the human body. That's why it's so important to do a detox program. And again, make sure you have your pen and paper ready because you might want to take notes today.
Great information on the show today so far, and we've only just touched the surface here. We're just beginning our conversation, Detox and Rejuvenate, with Dr. Susan Smith-Jones. You touched on this briefly using the mirror. Are there symptoms of toxic buildup in the body that we can easily notice? For some of us, we really don't pay attention to a potential problem until there's a symptom.
Yeah, that's right. So we're going to say to everyone right now, Rick, it's probably not a good time to be eating a meal when I talk to you about the symptoms of toxic buildup in the body. But they include and are not limited to constipation, chronic yeast infections, a lot of extra mucus like clearing your throat, brittle hands and toenails, frequent colds, flu, weight gain, acne, dry, pale skin, low sex drive, mood swings, depression for sure, lack of focus and concentration, short-term memory deficiency, frequent headaches, a few more like urinary tract infection, arthritic bone pains, and rheumatism. You give me anybody who has rheumatoid arthritis, I put them on a detox, and within 10 days, they're at least 50% better.
Wow.
Allergies, gas, bloating, weakness, fatigue, just no energy, kind of don't want to get out of bed in the morning. And I know a lot of people are thinking, oh my gosh, I must be really toxic inside. I better listen to what Rick and Susan are going to be discussing now on how to do this.
Well, you touched on that with the diet that I mentioned before. You mentioned if people happen to be eating. Talk about an unhealthy diet, which probably some people are consuming right now. Talk about the impact of an unhealthy diet to our digestive health and overall wellness. What is the negative impact?
Yeah, well, oh gosh. I'm going to just say it. I believe our modern diets are to blame for many of our most common ailments.
Oh, yes.
Because, Rick, many people are digging their graves with their knives and forks and are making life and death decisions every time they sit down to eat a meal or a snack. I know things are beginning to change in a more positive way with all the information about ultra-processed foods. You and I did a whole show on that one.
Yes.
But disease often occurs as a result of the unhealthy lifestyle, and that causes our body to become sluggish, congested, acidic, and polluted. You add to that antibiotics, excess sugar, carbonated beverages, chemical food additives, all the ultra-processed foods and over-the-counter drugs, and all of this can alter your acid-alkaline balance of the intestinal tract, often killing, you've heard about this, the good, friendly, beneficial bacteria, and creating the perfect environment for harmful microbes to grow. And without that good friendly bacteria, that's why it's important to take prebiotics and probiotics, without this friendly bacteria to keep them in check, the bad bacteria can eventually overrun the body and severely depress the immune system. And I won't even go into this now in case people are eating, but there's this mucoid plaque. It's a gel-like substance that covers the lining of the intestines and bowel, and it harbors toxins, and when you're toxic inside, not only can you develop parasites, but you can develop tapeworms. And I have, over the decades of customizing programs, detox programs for clients, there, six different people had me go with them when I recommended a colonic. And because they were a little nervous, they wanted me to hold their hand. I have done many of them, so not a big deal for me. And they wanted someone to hold their hand, and it was fine. And three of those six had literal tapeworms come out. The tapeworms can be up to 15 inches long. Sometimes
wow.
People see them in the toilet. I could go into much more detail, and I'm not going to now. You'll learn about that in my book that talks about detox, and in my webinar I'll tell you about later.
While we're talking, before you pick up lunch again.
You lost your appetite.
Well, yes, and I've got one more question that probably will continue to lose your appetite. So hang off on that cheeseburger for a couple more minutes here. What are all the channels of elimination in the body, and what are the benefits of a thorough body cleansing?
Yes. Well, very simple. The body must eliminate large amounts of waste products from our system daily, or we will die. And the bowel, lungs, kidneys, and skin are the four channels of elimination. The big detox organ in the body, of course, is the liver, but those four are the channels of elimination. And each of these organs ideally need to release about 2 pounds of toxins a day. Therefore, our skin is responsible for getting rid of, and the skin is an organ, by the way, getting rid of about a quarter of the bodily toxins every day. If the skin's not doing its job, then the kidneys and lungs and bowel have to deal with that extra load. And then you also asked about
the benefits benefits of a thorough body cleanse.
Oh, the benefits. Okay, now you can keep eating now. The benefits of a good cleanse are you'll have a flatter abdominal area because you'll get rid of a lot of that bloating, that constipation. You'll have clearer thinking, greater sense of well-being, a stronger immune system, better digestion, deeper, more restful sleep, more youthful appearance to your skin, more like a glow, energy and confidence. So let me put it really simply. Internal cleansing can dramatically improve the quality of your overall health. It's one of the, and by the way, it's one of the best ways to break any bad food habits you might have, such as salting foods, being addicted to white sugar, white flour, fried foods, and sodas. And when the colon and liver are clear, of excess toxins and waste, it frees up energy to be used by the rest of the body. And it also helps the liver and intestinal tract to manufacture nutrients as well as absorb them from the food much more efficiently. This supports the healing, repair, and maintenance of your whole body. I never knew in person Elvis or John Wayne. Heard great things about both of them. But I did hear often that when they died, Elvis had 40 pounds of fecal matter found inside him. John Wayne had 30. Now, I can tell you right now that neither of them probably were never on a good detox program, because you don't want that toxic buildup in your body.
Wow. That's amazing. See what you learn by listening to Dr. Susan on our program. The topic today, detox and rejuvenate, springtime cleanse for your body and mind. I want to go back just to reemphasize this. How does a healthy, detoxified body foster vibrant health? Because that's the positive news coming out of this conversation,
yeah.
Isn't it?
Yeah. Well, when you clean your body, you know, I'll just say it again in a simple, simple way, because it's so true. When you clean your colon, your liver, of all the excess toxins and waste, when all of your channels of elimination are working well, it frees up energy in your body, your body's metabolic energy, to be used by the rest of the body to keep your immune system functioning. You know, and this again helps the liver and the intestinal tract to not only manufacture nutrients, but to absorb them from your food more efficiently. Oftentimes we can eat good food, but if we're really toxic, if we have a lot of mucoid plaque covering the lining of our intestines and bowel, it's hard to absorb the nutrients. So when your body is clean and detoxified, and we'll talk about doing it year-round, not just once a year, this supports the healing, repair, and maintenance of your entire body.
Let's talk about the positive aspect of this. You've convinced us in what you've said so far, and all this information and so much more on Dr. Susan's website, SusanSmithJones.com. How often should we undertake a detox program, and what can we expect, and will you come hold our hands as we do this?
Absolutely, part two. I would love to do that. Now, I learned way back as a teenager from my grandmother, the stories in A Hug and a Mug and Uplifted, how important it is to keep the body detoxified. And she taught me, and Rick, I still do it to this day, one day a week, 2 to 3 days monthly, 7 to 10 days with each change of season, and maybe every 2 years I'll do a 40-day, 30 to 40-day. And it's not difficult, as you'll see in a moment. It's not difficult to go on a detox, but when you do it regularly, then you never will have, it will preclude a toxic buildup in your body, and it will keep you vibrantly healthy. So that's what I do. And what will you expect? Now, depending on how toxic your body may be and how long you choose to cleanse during your detox, you may feel a little bit more tired than usual. If that's the case, just get a little more rest. For some people, they report feeling more energy. I do. That's because I've done this for decades. Others might get a little breakout of a rash on their skin, but these go away in a few days. Some experience a slight fever or headache. That's a sign that the body is house cleaning. Remember, the skin, if you get a rash, is the biggest, it's the biggest organ in your body, and it's one of the channels of elimination. So toxins come out through your skin, which, because of different acid-alkaline balances and toxic residue, you can get a little rash. But not to worry. That's actually a good sign. If it sticks with you and never goes away, then you go see the dermatologist. Some people will release a lot of excess mucus. They might see it in the toilet looking back up at them, or clearing their throat more. Others experience mood swings, sometimes depression, but at the end of a detox, you will feel lighter, you'll be more peaceful, you'll be more aware of your body and the control you do have over it, and you'll experience a great increase in self-esteem and confidence. Now, I'll say, if you don't eat the best diet and you think you want to start on a detox program, you don't immediately go to 30, 40 days or even 7 to 10. And I would say not even a three-day long weekend. Start with one day, and we'll talk about what you could do during that day in a minute. And then follow up the following week, or maybe like Monday and Thursday, you do a little detox. You do a short one because you don't want any too many toxins flooding into your system, your bloodstream, everywhere at once, because then you'll have more negative symptoms and you'll think, well, heck, what was Susan talking about? I don't want to do this. I feel really crappy. So you want to do it carefully, properly, and slowly, and then you build up. And maybe the second month, you do a Friday, Saturday, Sunday, or Saturday, Sunday, Monday, and do that, you know, every weekend. And then maybe the next month, maybe it's the beginning of a new season, maybe you do try a 7 to 10 day. The more you do it, the easier it becomes, the better you feel, and people will start to say, have you just come home from a month or two vacation? You look amazing.
It's amazing, the positive results. In just a second, we're going to talk about steps to an easy body detox and rejuvenation. I want to go back and touch on the skin just one more time here. Good skin makes you look younger. Talk about skin, how it reveals our health and how to make it glow so we do look younger.
Yes. Now, have you ever heard of dry skin brushing?
I think from you, yes.
Yeah. But we've never really gone into it in detail, and I write about it a lot on my website and also in A Hug and a Mug. But by the way, your skin, depending on your size, weighs in at approximately 6 pounds and covers an area of about 2 square yards. Who knew that? And skin, as I mentioned, is the largest organ of the body. And it's the one organ that everyone can see who walks by us and knows us. They see us. And you know, how's my organ doing today, my skin? And along with the bowel, lungs, and kidneys, the skin is a major channel, as I mentioned, for elimination of the toxic waste. That's why dry skin brushing is a great way to detoxify, because it's a way to exfoliate the dry skin dead cells off your body so that the new ones can turn out and show their beautiful faces a little bit easier. And so to remove most of these dead skin cells and toxins that are on the outside of your skin, you brush your entire body except your face and your private area or any... If you've got skin issues, if you've got eczema, psoriasis, something like that, you want to skip those areas. But you brush all the other areas before you bathe, before you shower or take a bath. I always use a little smaller, softer brush for my face and neck. But you want to get a brush made from natural vegetable fibers, not nylon, not synthetic material. And they have them at every health food store, at every beauty supply store. I get mine online. So you get them, and you always brush in circular motions into the direction of your heart. So you start down with your feet. You go in circles up your, I'm doing it now, you can't see, up your calves, your thighs, you know, your arms. You go up your arms to your shoulders. Make sure the brush has a long handle. You can get your back if you've got no one there to help you do this. And if you think it does nothing and it's a waste of time, do this little experiment. Take a dark-colored towel, like dark gray, black, dark green, and put it on the bottom of your bathtub or shower. And then take your clothes off, get your dry skin brush, and start doing this circular process. If you've never done it, you start off gently, kind of like an iron skillet. You know, you have to season it. You want to season your skin by starting off slowly, softly, and over the days and weeks, your skin gets used to it, and you can go a little bit harder. But the skin cells that you will see that fall down from your body onto that towel will absolutely shock you. And a lot of women will know exactly what I'm about to tell you. We put on moisturizer all over our body, our face, and you know, and you'll see that once you do the dry skin brushing, you put on you shower then. Of course, you shower it off, and don't use that towel that all the skin cells dropped on. You shake that out. You put it in the washer. You get a clean towel. And once you wash, shower, bathe, whatever you do, within 3 minutes, this is the time slot. This is a little key to have nice, beautiful skin. On your freshly exfoliated skin that's just been bathed, put on moisture, and you'll be in awe at how quickly it is absorbed, because it's hard for the good moisturizers to be absorbed when they're rubbed over all these dead skin cells. And within a month of doing dry skin brushing, your skin will be like a baby's skin, but like all wellness tips, it's a simple habit, but consistency will keep it working for you. I always say high-level wellness starts with simple habits, but consistency always will keep them working for you, especially like with exercise. That's a simple habit you want to do every day, and you've got to be consistent.
Our guest is Susan Smith-Jones, Ph.D. We're talking about detox and rejuvenate. Much more on our website, susansmithjones.com. Let's talk about the steps to an easy body detox and rejuvenation. What do we start with here?
Let's get organized before you even begin.
Makes sense.
I was a Girl Scout. I know you were an Eagle Scout. We're into preparation.
Yep.
And, you know, I always tell you that the first 40 minutes of the day sets the tone for the day. The first day of the year sets the tone for the year. And the first day of a detox sets the tone. So if it's a one day, you just start off nice in the morning. Strong, powerful, committed. If you're doing a 3 day, 7 to 10, 30 day, that first day is important. So what do you need to do? I always like to put nice clean sheets on my bed. I usually do that the day before. I always make sure the day or two before, I don't eat unhealthy foods, only on a rare occasion. But if you have an unhealthy diet, it's good to lean into the detox for day one, and then it will be more comfortable for you, which means maybe you have more fresh fruits and veggies a day or two before. You can get some good tea. You can get detox tea at your health food store or online. That's always good to have during a detox. Get a good dry skin brush. Get things organized. That's what you want to make sure you do the morning of or right the day before the first day of your cleanse. You just want to get organized.
Organization.
And then?
I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
No. And then I was going to say part two would be part of that organization is you got to get the foods in you want during the detox. During a detox, Rick, you want to eschew all animal products. They're hard, very difficult to digest. There's no fiber in them. You want healthy, plant-based foods. Yes, you could do water fast or lemon juice fast or a juice fast. But if you do it with plant-based foods and fresh juices, then you can easily do this 1 day a week, 2 to 3 days, once a month, 7 to 10 days with every change of season. And so I say get in a lot of raw and living foods. Like I mentioned, detox teas, get high water content food, especially fresh fruit and vegetables. Emphasize a lot of leafy greens because greens are very detoxifying and rejuvenating. These fresh, colorful, high water content foods take stress off your digestive system. For short cleansing programs, you may want to maybe one day, just let's say you do one day, consume only raw food and drink fresh veggie juices. It's always good to have a home juicer. You always want a blender. So these are things you want to do to help you get organized.
How about a supportive environment? How important is that, our surroundings?
Yes. Well, you know, I feel like the body is our temple. And your home is your sanctuary. The home where you live is your sanctuary, just like your body is your temple. I always say during a detox, find simple ways to declutter your surroundings, you know, to cleanse your environment. Often you hear, I'm going to spring clean my home. Well, and we're going to spring clean the body, but we kind of want to do this year round. You also want to make your bedroom a peaceful haven for quality rest time, starting with a good hypoallergenic mattress pad, and as I mentioned, fresh, clean bed sheets. I always recommend, whether you're detoxing or not, to remove your footwear before entering your home to avoid distributing a host of environmental toxins around the house that are on the soles of your shoes, and they are on the soles of your shoes. I always do that when I come in my home. And regularly, Rick, open your windows to improve the indoor air quality, which is often compromised due to the off-gassing of carpets, conventional cleaning products, fabrics, household furniture, and so on. And then it's always good to go outside, do some deep breathing exercises with fresh, clean air a few times a day. Try to get about 10 to 20 minutes of healing sunshine on as much of your skin as you can, morning or afternoon. Try to avoid the midday sun. If you have a private backyard and you don't have drones flying over your property, then maybe do some sunbathing in your birthday suit, you know, during morning and late afternoon, because that sun is very, very good for you.
How about water and hydration?
Yes. Well, our planet, our body, and our cells are all 70% water. God knew what he was doing. That's no coincidence. So each day we need to drink at least 8 glasses of good purified water for proper hydration. So although herbal tea, freshly extracted vegetable juice, diluted fruit juice can count towards the tally, coffee, caffeinated tea, colas, alcoholic beverages, they don't count because they're all dehydrating. So it's good just to keep water with you. Whether you're detoxifying or not, you want to really keep your body hydrated, drinking a lot of water. I put lemon in it a lot. I put squeezed fresh lemon in because the vitamin C in the lemon helps to convert toxins into water-soluble form that makes it easier to flush away the toxins. Like this morning, like I do every morning unless I'm traveling, I take a big 24-ounce glass and I fill it to about the 20-ounce mark with purified hot water. Not so hot that it burns my tongue, but just very, very warm water. And I take my beautiful, usually Meyer lemons, and I cut it in half, and I squeeze the juice of the entire lemon in the water. And when you do that with fairly hot, without burning, someone said to me one day, I heard you talk about this, and I burned my tongue, and I think, well, okay, then don't make it quite so hot. Anyway, but you drink that down first thing in the morning, because when you get up in the morning, you've been still, and nothing's quite moving in the colon, and you want to get things moving and moving, and this, you know, and this is almost as good as celery juice. The big fad of having fresh celery juice to get everything moving quickly. I don't know if you've ever used, like, you know, what are those, tub or sink draining, like Drano and Liquid Plumber.
Yes.
You know those things? And they always tell you that after a few minutes, you run hot water down, and it's the hot water that helps carry everything out. I'm not sure why I use that as an example. I've never done that before. but with the lemon in the water first thing in the morning, listen, you will never, ever need to have a rack of magazines in your bathroom again.
Very simple.
Yeah, you'll be in the bathroom, you do your business, and then you come out of the bathroom. And if you're water level in your body, if you're is low, if you're dehydrated, boy, does that put more more effort and strain and stress on your liver and the kidneys, because they can't detoxify as well. None of the channels of elimination can do their masterful job unless you keep your body hydrated with water that hydrates you, not just any liquids like the ones I mentioned that could dehydrate you.
Number five on your list is heat and light therapy. How does that work?
Yes. Well, I know we're sort of running out of time, but light therapy means that red light therapy. You and I have done a whole show on red light therapy. And if you go to my website, and in the search bar, just put red light therapy. I've got a few articles you can read about how it helps to detoxify the body. Heat, you want to get your body into a full sweat as often as possible. The easiest way to do it without exercise, of course, is to have a home infrared sauna. I wouldn't be without one. You get head-to-toe sweat. And remember, your biggest eliminative organ is the skin. A lot of toxins come out when you do heat therapy. And some of these toxins that come out are things like mercury and pesticides that come out when you do infrared sauna. And it's great to have one at home, because even though I live in Brentwood, Santa Monica, and every three blocks there's a wellness center where they charge an arm and a leg
yes.
for you to come and use, you know, the cryotherapy or the red light or the infrared sauna, I'd rather do those things at home. So if you don't have a sauna, then a nice bath. But the best way, though, to get a good sweat is you want to exercise. You want to exercise to the point where you are sweating. And even during a cleanse, even if you're a little bit tired, you can do yoga stretches or simple movement. But it's good to do some aerobic activity like walking to help you with your circulation. And then cold therapy is the better your circulation, the better your body can detoxify. I highly recommend get into cold rinses at the end of your shower. If you've never done it before, then you start off slowly. Maybe you don't take the water all the way to cold. I know in the winter, out of the tap, the water's colder than in summer, right?
Yes.
Or fall. But maybe just turn it down to cool and start with your feet and your lower legs. Then the next day, keep it on cool and maybe include your thighs. And then within a week or two, you might be able to go all the way cold on your leg, just your legs. And then within a month or two, your body is used to it. And while for a few seconds it's maybe not that comfortable, afterwards it is so invigorating to your body. You hear a lot. I hear a lot about different celebrities that do this. It increases circulation to your brain, to your skin. Your skin will glow. You know, you've heard of people walking barefoot on hot coals. It's like they do that and they think, if I can master this, I can do anything. The cold shower is similar. And way back when I was a teenager, this were decades ago. Well, maybe, I guess. Yeah, it was. It just goes by in a blink of an eye. But my grandmother taught me about, I want you to finish your shower with all cold. And boy, did I fight her on that one. Honestly, her name was Fritzy. She wasn't a doctor. She was from Denmark, but she knew how to live close to the earth and keep the body totally healed and healthy in the most natural ways. And I started it, and the first few times she stayed in the bathroom and made sure I did it. And then after that, she always knew I did it because way down the hall, past the rooms into the kitchen, when I was in the shower at the end, she could hear me screaming because it's just cold. And it's not that I do it every time I shower. There are just times I just don't want to. But whenever I wash my hair, women out there, I want you to know this, I always make sure I take my handheld faucet off and I bend my hair over after I've shampooed and conditioned, and I do the final rinse with completely cold. Yes, you get a minimal, like, brain freeze, but it shuts the cuticle down on every hair shaft, which means that once the hair is dry, the light reflects off your hair better and makes it very shiny, not to mention you bring circulation to your brain. One of the reasons I have thick, long hair, because I've done this for about 40 years. Unless I'm at a hotel that doesn't have a handheld faucet, and I don't really want to do the cold at the end, you know?
Yes.
Maybe there's no heat in the bathroom or something. On a rare occasion, I might not do the final cold rinse on my hair, but I've done it for a long time. And it brings growth, brings hair growth. It stimulates circulation to your scalp. It is so good for you.
So many tips.
This is more than you ever wanted to know, Rick.
Well, it's great information, and you'll get this and so much more on Dr. Susan's website. You also mentioned the power of meditation, prayer, and rest. What part does that play?
Yeah, well, real simply, you want to find time during a detox, but really a little bit every day, whether you're on detox or not, for reflection, for a little relaxation. You know, when you detox, it's not a time to fill your life with unlimited activities. Instead, choose to slow down, smell those flowers, keep a gratitude journal, simplify your life. And when I'm doing a cleanse, long or short, I will always find simple ways, as I mentioned to you, to declutter my surroundings. In other words, I cleanse my body, my soul, and my environment. I also like to read books that are calming and peaceful, like by the way, my book, Uplifted, 12 Minutes to More Joy, Faith, Peace, Kindness, and Vitality. Not only do I have a 21-day rejuvenation program in there, but I give you action steps to do, and none of them take more than 12 minutes a day, and they all build on each other, so that by the time you finish this book, Body, Mind, and Spirit, you'll be renewed and detoxified and rejuvenated. So those are things that really help. And if, besides exercise to help your circulation, and the cold does that too, the cold shower, massage. If you can find someone who knows how to do a lymph massage, a good lymph massage therapist, that helps to flush the toxins out of your body. If you can't afford to get a massage and you live with someone, you know, you do a little trade. Let's do foot massages, something like that. Or what I often will do too is, you know, those Theraguns, you know, those things that pop,
oh, yes.
You put them on your skin. I have nothing to do with the company. I just have a handheld, a small mini one I can take with me, and then I have a bigger one, and especially after a workout, and to help loosen up all that tight fascia, connective tissue in your body, and that helps with the circulation. That's really good if you can afford it, even the mini one, to have one of those, especially if you work at your desk a lot and you've got pain in your shoulders, your upper back. I've got tight hamstrings with all my sitting, and so I use the Theragun a lot on my, that's the back of my thigh and the front of my thigh to help loosen everything up. But that helps with circulation.
Number 9 on your list, we touched on this skin brushing and how important that is and how really easy that is to do and how you will see your results.
Yeah, so the key here is you got to get a good skin brush. Make sure it's that natural fiber vegetable brush with a long handle. They're usually wood. And I do the brushing. I don't do daily anymore. Honestly, I do about 3 times a week. But once a week, I fill up half of my sink with warm water and a few drops of tree oil, and which is antibacterial, and I shake the brush around in it, and then I shake it out, and then I put it on top of a towel and let it dry, because you want to keep that dry. So just make sure you get a dry skin brush. We can't finish this without my saying, you also want to fast from negative thoughts. You fast, you cleanse your mind, your spirit, your soul, your body. What you think about consistently brings more of the same right back into your life. So you could be on the best detox program, you could exercise, but Rick, if your thoughts are always... others are negative.
Yes.
Anger, guilt, envy, jealousy, whatever all the negative thoughts are, just negative patterns of thinking, that affects your whole body. You can't be vibrantly healthy if you're always into negative thinking. So you got to have an attitude of gratitude. And I like to say, you know, when I conclude, and let me just mention, if you have friends that might do a cleanse with you, I call it a buddy cleanse.
Oh, yes.
Whether they live in the same house with you, down the block, or in another state or country, it's fun to do a little buddy cleanse with someone, and you compare notes the end of the day to encourage each other. That's nice to do. And I like to mention, I'll mention where to find the best detox foods in a moment, but keep in mind that if I was going to conclude about detox, that the secret to vibrant health and youthful vitality in your senior years is in cleansing the body and mind and then adopting a lifestyle that includes positive, grateful thoughts, natural foods, pure water, fresh air, sunshine, and exercise, and strong faith, always faith. Faith is right up there at the top of my list. You want to learn to cleanse the body and mind because that's an essential part of healing. You don't just do it once a year or once a month. Make it an ongoing part of your lifestyle, because when the body is burdened with toxic waste material, it will be tired, and it will have low immune function, and you set your interior environment up for all kinds of disease. But when the body is clean And now you know being clean means more than having 2 to 3 bowel movements a day. We're talking about right down at the cellular level. When that miraculous body of yours is clean, it can absorb more efficiently the essential nutrients it needs to heal, repair, and maintain good health. So the next time you hear that beautiful expression that cleanliness is next to
godliness.
Yes, godliness. Then you understand that it conveys an extremely important aspect of health and rejuvenation. The more cleansed you keep your miraculous body, the more room you'll have to be filled with light. And usually, Rick, you know, people say, well, maybe if my diet's not perfect, is there some supplement I can take, anything that will help it stay more detoxified, purified, cleansed? What do you take? And I usually recommend, it's an interesting name, it's called Blue, two words, Blue Magic. You can go to my website, SusanSmithJones.com, go to the search bar and put in blue, and magic is spelled M-A-J-I-K. Just in a nutshell, it's a phycocyanin compound. It's the main ingredient in spirulina. It's the most amazing, and phycocyanin, cyan, means a bluish tint. It's a blue color, probably the most beautiful blue you've ever seen. It comes in powder and capsules. It's had thousands of studies worldwide on how it's one of the best things to take. It's like a whole food, but I take it in capsule and powder form. Remember I said this morning I had my tall glass of hot water and lemon juice?
Oh, yes.
I put in a little teaspoon of Blue Magic because then I make my drink this magical blue color. So it's not just the color that makes your heart smile and just is so awesome to look at, but it's got so many nutrients in it that help circulation, that boost immunity, that give you brain power, that detoxify and rejuvenate your body, and I wouldn't be without it. I do powder when I'm at home, and when I'm traveling, I just take the capsules because it's easier that way. You know, it's good to have an option of capsules or powder. So go to my website, my name, SusanSmithJones.com, and then put in the search bar Blue Magic, and then you can read articles. I've got some scientific studies. You can see how I order it. You can even get a discount when you order it. I would not be without it, and that's so good. Whether you're detoxifying or not, it's great to take a little bit of that every day, 1 to 2 capsules a day, or a teaspoon of the powder a day, your choice.
Such an interesting conversation. And as we wrap up here, let's talk about where they can get more information. I want to mention the books as well and the new award-winning novelette for kids of all ages and adults alike entitled Joy and the Butterfly, The Magical Garden. First of all, what books are really relevant to someone who wants to get more information on detox and rejuvenate? What would you recommend?
Yes, well, in fact, I'm looking at my computer screen right now. So go to my website, SusanSmithJones.com, and that really is my name. I didn't make it up, family names. And in the navigation bar, you can click on webinars, and I've got the first webinar is about exercise. The second is called Whole Body Cleanse and Detox. So you can see a webinar with lots of beautiful pictures in that. Over on the top right of the website, you can click on X or you can click on Susan's links. And there's an interesting way I wrote Susan's in Susan's links. And I highlighted 3 of the letters. And I'm not going to tell you what I did. You have to discover it on your own.
Ooh.
It's kind of really cool. If you spell out Susan, you might know. But I'm not going to give you any more hints. Then make sure in the navigation bar to click on subscribe so you can sign up. Takes 10 seconds for my monthly healthy living newsletters. And then if you go to books and there's a little drop down, you can click on Joy in the Butterfly, Hug in a Mug, Uplifted. My book that has the most detailed detox program happens to be my faith-based book called Wired for High-Level Wellness. I got the whole detox program in that book. But in A Hug in a Mug, besides talking about the heat therapy, the cold therapy, being in nature, how to sleep like a baby, half of the book is about all the foods that can detox and rejuvenate your body and keep you youthful well into old age. And I go through every disease you can imagine, A to Z, and I tell you the foods and herbs and spices that I've been an herbologist for almost 50 years now. I know a lot about herbs. So I tell you exactly what to eat and what not to eat. And then you have over 100 delicious food recipes in A Hug in a Mug. The color version of A Hug in a Mug is nicer to read than the black and white, just a little thought. And for Joy and the Butterfly, of course it's available on Amazon, but the best way to get it is to go right to my website. Yes, you can get an autographed copy from me if you want, but if you click on Joy and the Butterfly, it takes you right there to the page that tells you about the book. This novelette that adults are loving as much as children of all ages. This is the only place, and because of all the beautiful images in the book and 18 chapters, it's the only place you can get the ultra premium color in either a softback or a hardback. I give you four different options of where to get the books that are available in ultra premium color for Joy and the Butterfly. You can't even get premium color on Amazon. So for this book that just won a gold medal, very prestigious.
Amazing.
It's like a Pulitzer Prize for a children's book from the Mom's Choice Awards for this year, the best family-friendly book. It's a keepsake book. It's gorgeous, and it's all about kindness and love and courage and dealing with challenges and healthy living, and it's about Joy, who's 10 years old, who meets a butterfly who becomes her best friend, and magical things happen. If you want to become a magnet for blessings and miracles in your life, and you want to find a way to get more joy out of your daily living, this is what adults are telling me, that it's very emotionally and spiritually healing and mentally healing too. Your adults and children definitely want to get this book. But if you go to my website and then go to Joy and the Butterfly, that's where you order it to get. It's the same price as Amazon, but it's ultra premium color. It is far superior.
It really is. And you'll get all that information on Dr. Susan, information, motivation, inspiration, entertainment, all of this at her website, SusanSmithJones.com. Dr. Susan, always a pleasure. Excellent program today. Great information. Thank you for being with us on the program, and let's do it again.
Thank you. I look forward to next month.
Another great topic with Dr. Susan. Today's topic, detox and rejuvenate. All the information on today's program and a link to Dr. Susan's website on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. We're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.